This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. This will just take a minute. They say that the nose knows, but it still gets its marching orders from the brain, at least when it comes to the lungs. Nose to brain to lungs. Got that? Good. Because a new study shows that when people with asthma think they're smelling something noxious, their airways become inflamed, even when the odor is harmless. The findings in the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. Asthma attacks can be triggered by pollen, dust, harsh chemicals, or scents. These environmental annoyances constrict the airways in the lung, making breathing difficult. In this study, researchers wanted to see whether an individual's assumptions have any influence over this breathtaking series of events. So they exposed 17 asthma sufferers to a benign chemical that smells like roses for 15 minutes. 9 subjects were told the fragrance was a potential irritant, the other 8 that it would be therapeutic. The results were as plain as the nose on your face. Subjects who expected an irritant experienced inflammation, and those who were primed to be soothed had no adverse reactions, even if they were normally bothered by perfumes. The results suggest that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet, or be as irritating as you expect it will. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.